got to be a problem with the transmitter. You know, the transmit radio. I can't think of anything that would do that, especially throttled back like we've got it. The power supply you're running is more than ample, so just got to be something wrong with that. That's weird. I've not seen that on that particular style of radio. I haven't really seen any problem with those. Things are bulletproof. So I guess come Monday, throw the other one in the car. We can connect up same way we did for yesterday. Then we'll do the same thing, and then you can just swap them.
I see you're talking about that node setup. How's the duplexer work? That's what I care about. So what's going on with the transmitter, Dakota?
That's right. I owe you a big thanks, too. Appreciate it. It's working great. Really, really good. The only issue we're having, and I'm hoping you're still hearing me because I'm doing it again right now, is the transmit radio will start whining and drop the transmit, and I don't know if it's a thermal thing or if just something's bad in the radio, but then it gets to a point, and it seems like it's when it's long-winded, like if it's back-to-back transmissions, so I'm assuming it's thermals, but then if it cools down enough or it's dead enough, it'll stop whining, and then we'll be back.